Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at YSR. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and each week it is time to go under the helmet with Husker great Jason Peter. We love getting his perspective on some of the latest news and notes in the NFL and from the college scene. We've got a number of topics that we will get into tonight, so it's a pleasure to welcome back in the double nickel, number 55, Jason Peter. How are you, Jay?
I'm good. How are you, E?
Well, I am doing great. This is, I have to tell you, it is one of my favorite times of the year. I know we're going to hit on some NFL, some college news and notes, but since we are in the month of March, it has been a very big week for Husker hoops. I mean, who knew? I mean, Timmy Miles is doing an outstanding job right there in Lincoln, Nebraska, and of course with the big 10-point win against Indiana this week in Bloomington.
I know. It's funny. Grant Wistrom, my old roommate and teammate, and I did an interview together earlier in the week, and people were responding into the radio show saying, "Hey, it's basketball season now. We don't need any old timers on." So for once in a long time, Nebraska has a real basketball season going on. And Tim Miles is just he's done a tremendous job. He really has. You know, big win against Indiana earlier in the week. I know Indiana's not you know, what they were last year,
right.
Or in the previous years, you know, they've struggled, but still, Nebraska is on the bubble here. You know, everyone's trying to pick out their nicest dress because they're hoping that we go dancing this year, but we'll wait and see.
Well, you're right, Jason, because Nebraska's not made the NCAA tournament since 1998. They are indeed one of the bubble teams, and I think what's interesting is that you look at the preseason, there was just not big expectations from this group. This was, in fact, it was considered one of the worst offensive teams in the country, and so how head coach Tim Miles has just come in there, and really, he just turned things around from this long drought that you guys have had.
Yeah, he's really done a tremendous job, I think, just getting the guys to believe and you know, also bringing in the right players. You know, they've got a kid, Teran Petaway, who people are talking about him as Big Ten Player of the Year. And he was nowhere even on the map in terms of that honor prior to the season starting. And he's just, you know, like all sports, when guys buy in and they believe in what your coach is selling, then, you know, I mean, given that the team's got some sort of talent, you know, the sky's the limit. And people were kind of hoping for these types of results maybe in, you know, his third year, fourth year, but, more, you know, kind of 4 or 5 year mark, and here we are just in year two. So, you know, they've got the beautiful new arena that they built, Pinnacle Bank Arena, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place for the hoops team to play, and I think that's helped in terms of the enthusiasm behind the team, got people going to the games, and as a player, you obviously love to play in front of a full house. So, you know, I think it's all little bits of the puzzle being put together.
You're listening to the voice of Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. I promise we're going to talk some football here in just a moment, but Nebraska, it truly is exciting because it's a team that in a program now that has found an identity, and they're competing in such an elite league. I mean, what's been your impression so far of the Big Ten Conference as far as basketball-wise, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's certainly it's better at basketball than it is at football, and you know, there's not much other than positive things. Obviously, you have a team down. I think what Michigan and, and Jim Beilein's been able to do there with, you know, some of the injuries that he's had, that he was dealt with, you know, and really changing the way that they play, and then ultimately finishing atop the league with, you know, over a week to play. I just think, you know, there's a lot of good things that are happening. And, you know, I don't know if it's the conference. You know, you can't be great at football and basketball. You know, some people, you know, you look at the schools, say a North Carolina, you know, teams that Kentucky, teams that are very strong basketball-wise, well, maybe not so football. And I don't know if you can take that and look at it in a bigger picture. Obviously, you always have the exception, you know, Florida being dominant in football and then winning national titles in basketball. Ohio State has been strong, but I think for the most part, usually schools, you know, are good at one or the other, or great at one or the other. But you know, the Big Ten certainly a basketball conference.
Jason Peter, just with us a few more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell. Join us online at Twitter at @eRadioSports. Now, Jay, I want to get your thoughts, your perspective on the comments by head coach Lloyd Carr, as he obviously still has an axe to grind with Nebraska. Take us back, kind of give us some play-by-play on what went down as far as in terms of when you split that national championship with Michigan in 97.
Yeah, well, Michigan, ultimately, they were given the AP title. You know, you had the AP, and then you had the coaches award or the championship. And Michigan had played Ryan Leaf and Washington State in the Rose Bowl, and I think they beat them by, it was a 7-10-point game, something like that. And you know, I think most of the AP had come out and said, you know, that if Michigan wins, they're voting them number one. And the coaches took a different approach, whereas they, you know, wanted to see Nebraska play. And we went out and we absolutely throttled Tennessee. And ultimately, the coaches gave us the championship title. You know, it's shocking to me. And maybe it's just because I'm used to Coach Osborne, but I just could not imagine, you know, Coach coming out and, you know, some almost 20 years later and saying, you know, Michigan didn't deserve their title. You know, I'm a former player. Do I think we would have steamrolled Michigan more than we did Tennessee? Absolutely. You know, when you look at the lineups, you know, Tennessee was star-studded. But that doesn't mean, I don't think Michigan deserves their share of the title. They did everything that they were asked to do, as did we. You know, you can point to this game or, you know, this kick of the ball or whatever and say that, you know, this team doesn't deserve it or whatever. But, you know, the truth of the matter is you could go back in any game and you can find something that probably was illegal, whether it's a holding or you know, a chop block or something, and you go back to say, you know, well, that's illegal, so they didn't deserve the score on that play, and that ultimately would have meant that, you know, they wouldn't have beat that team. I mean, you just can't do that. It was a close game against Missouri, and but ultimately, you know, we pulled it out, and you know, it's hard, you know, for me. I guess I'll always say or always think that we were the best team, you know, but I also understand that Michigan did everything that they needed to do as well. So it's just shocking, I guess, to hear it come out of a head coach's mouth.
Jay, we are flat out of time. We always appreciate you dropping by. We look forward to some more perspective next week at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Stay warm up there in Lincoln, Nebraska, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend in hour number two of the Big East Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter at @eRadioSports, eRadioSports.com. We will be right back.